Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the music of trombonist, arranger, and composer Slide Hampton as we celebrate his landmark birthday. It's Slide at 75, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
Trombonist Slide Hampton's composition, The Barbarians, from his 1962 Atlantic LP, Jazz with a Twist. We're playing the music of trombonist Slide Hampton on this edition of Nightlights, featuring recordings he made as a leader from the late 1950s to the 1980s. Slide Hampton was born in Gannett, Pennsylvania on April 21st, 1932, and he grew up in Indianapolis, Indiana, as part of a large and talented musical family. His father, mother, five brothers, and four sisters were all musicians. The Hampton children attended Crispus Attucks, the African-American high school in Indianapolis that produced other trombone luminaries such as J.J. Johnson and David Baker. Slide Hampton took up the trombone at the age of 12, and he learned to play left-handed, even though he himself wasn't left-handed because his father, who was an amateur musician, bought him a left-handed trombone and didn't realize the difference. And it's very unusual in jazz to be a left-handed trombonist. Slide went on the road with a family band and played at illustrious venues such as the Apollo Theater, Carnegie Hall, and Savoy Ballroom in New York City. In the 1950s, he performed with several notable big bands, including Buddy Johnson's, where he first began to write and arrange music, Lionel Hampton's, and Maynard Ferguson's. Hampton's writing for Ferguson's Orchestra gained him recognition in the jazz world, and in the autumn of 1959, at the age of 27, he formed his own group, an octet with two trumpets, two trombones, tenor sax, baritone sax, bass, and drums. Although the instrumentation would change and often be augmented, it was always called the Slide Hampton Octet. Here's music from their first album, Slide Hampton's Newport, on Nightlights. Trombonist Slide Hampton's composition Newport from the CD Two Sides of Slide. Newport recorded in 1959. We heard George Coleman soloing on tenor sax, Slide himself in there as well. You heard him quoting Old Devil Moon, and a trumpet section that included lead trumpeter Burt Collins as well as Booker Little and Freddie Hubbard. Pete LaRocca on drums there and George Tucker on bass. Slide Hampton's early 1960s octet remains a notable highlight in the trombonist's career. Hampton wanted to achieve a big band sound with a smaller group, and he explained years later that he'd been influenced by Art Blakey's three-horn ensemble and the power that it generated. They wrote things in a more open harmony, Hampton said, so it sounded bigger. The trumpet may be an octave above the tenor, and the trombone might be an interval of a sixth away from the tenor, so you've got these wide intervals. So if you take six horns and use that same kind of concept, you get a real big sound. If you have four instruments playing the lower voices of the harmony, and they have some kind of harmonic structure that constitutes a chord, and you put the trumpets on some other notes that are far away from that, it sounds like the whole thing somehow is connected. Employing talented musicians such as trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, tenor saxophonist George Coleman, and baritone saxophonist Jay Cameron, Hampton's octet recorded more than half a dozen albums in a three-year period, garnering good critical notices along the way. Here they are doing the title track from their Sister Salvation LP on Nightlights. Thank you. Slide Hampton's Octet performing the title track from their 1962 Phillips album, Exodus, recorded in Paris, and the last recording made by the Octet. Richard Williams and Nat Pavone in the trumpet section there, Slide Hampton on trombone, Benjamin Jacobs L. on trombone as well, George Coleman on tenor sax, Jay Cameron on baritone sax, Butch Warren on bass, and Vinnie Ruggiero on drums. Before that, we heard Sister Salvation from the 1960 Atlantic LP of the same name, with Freddie Hubbard, Bob Zatola, and Richard Williams on trumpet, Slide Hampton on trombone, Bernard McKinney on euphonium, Bill Barber on tuba, George Coleman on tenor sax, Jay Cameron on baritone, baritone sax, Nabil Toto on bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums. We'll have more music from trombonist Slide Hampton in just a few moments. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Slide at 75 on Nightlights. We're playing recordings trombonist Slide Hampton made as a leader from the late 1950s to the 1980s on this edition of Nightlights. Slide Hampton, who turned 75 on April 21st, 2007. The octet that Slide Hampton led in the early 1960s, sometimes augmented by even more musicians, struggled financially. In a December 1961 issue of Downbeat, saxophonist Jay Cameron lamented the group's inability to get more work, based partly on its size. "We can't cut the size," Cameron said. "This instrumentation is what we must have to get the big band sound with the small band flexibility." Hampton stated many years later that he felt he had tried too hard to make the band sound commercially successful. "I should have just made the band the best that it could be," he said. By 1963, the octet had disbanded, and Hampton pursued gigs as a freelancer. For a while, he worked at Motown as a musical director for Stevie Wonder, the Four Tops, and other roster acts. A trip to England with Woody Herman's big band in the late 1960s would lead to an 8-year stay in Europe for Hampton. "It was something I never imagined to experience in music," he later said, of the positive response that he encountered among European jazz fans and the numerous opportunities to work. "It was overwhelming." Hampton worked with both fellow American expatriates such as Dexter Gordon and Johnny Griffin and some of the best jazz artists the continent had to offer. Here he is in 1969 doing his own composition, Chop Suey, on Nightlights. We'll be right back. Trombonist Slide Hampton performing his composition Chop Suey from the 1969 album The Fabulous Slide Hampton Quartet with pianist Joachim Kuhn, Niels Henning Ersted Petersen on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Slide Hampton eventually returned to the United States in 1977, riding the charts for Dexter Gordon's album Sophisticated Giant. 2 years later, he put together a project called World of Trombones, a 9-trombone band and rhythm section that included veterans such as Curtis Fuller, whom Slide cited as a prominent influence on his own style, along with J.J. Johnson, alongside up-and-comers such as Steve Turay. Hampton said he started the project because the trombone had been kind of excluded from the musical scene. He said that people who saw him carrying his instrument case through an airport had no idea what it was, or they thought it was a guitar. After playing some gigs at the initially reluctant Max Gordon's Village Vanguard and with Bill Cosby, Hampton's new act landed a recording deal with the fledgling West 54 label. We'll hear music from their eponymous 1979 LP, as well as a small group recording that Hampton made with tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan in 1985. First, here's the World of Trombones performing Round Midnight on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
trombonist Slide Hampton doing Miles Davis's Solar from his 1985 Crisscross album Roots, Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, David Williams on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. For that, Slide Hampton's World of Trombones, his 9-trombone band, along with a rhythm section including Albert Daly on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and Leroy Williams on drums, doing Around Midnight from the 1979 West 54 LP, World of Trombones. Slide Hampton would go on to work as Dizzy Gillespie's musical director for the trumpeter's 75th birthday year commemoration and to lead some of the Gillespie legacy acts following Dizzy's death in 1993. In the meantime, Slide Hampton has also continued his own numerous musical projects, including small groups and big bands, and ventured frequently into Brazilian jazz, recording a tribute to songwriter Antonio Carlos Jobim. He's also won 2 Grammys, as well as an NEA Jazz Master and Living Jazz Legend Award. A happy 75th birthday to trombonist Slide Hampton. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.